All right. What is going on, people? This is Other Tenshi. Welcome to a brand new episode of On the Brain. We got a good one for you today. And you know what? I had to get the boys back. We got Mr. Steady. Are you ready?
Woo-hoo!
Host and CEO of Who They Want Entertainment, LLC.
I'm in the building. Was good, folks. All my On the Brain, all my black nerds out there, all my regular nerds out there, was hood, was good. You know, how your comic collection?
I am not jealous of so many people that got to go to Comic-Con this year, for real though. There was so many freaking announcements I heard, and one that was kind of a disappointment that I recently was just made aware of. I don't know if I'm going to add it to the show, but we'll see. And to round things out, we got one of my best friends, my cousin, the host of Shut Up Rick, currently in hiatus, but will come back the moment it will come back at some point. We got
eventually, yeah. Hello, as I do this for a third time. Ooh, what is going on, people? Holler if you hear me.
Yo, man. Okay. So we have our stuff that we're going to talk about, our primary stuff, but I just was made aware of something not too long ago, and I decided to add it to the list of topics, and it has to do with 50 Cent.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, with him and his son?
No. We're not going to go into
Oh, okay.
We are not going to go.
Okay, because that's all I seen on my feed the past like day or so. I'm talking about him and son. Like, I didn't get enough money from my daddy, so I wanted.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that out of there. I'm like, if it's family drama, I don't know why you can't keep that private. You know what
right,
I'm
that's what I said too when I asked about it too as a podcast. I'm like, that's an issue that got publicized.
They have to work it out themselves. Okay, yeah. They have to work it out themselves. They will tell us,
but they don't care about that. That's why he's putting it so public, because it's like he needs the people, he needs that attention, because he feels like he's been wronged, but
he really fucking hasn't been wrong. So I don't even know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Couldn't tell you. But this is on the entertainment side. Cause we know 50 has had his hands in just about everything these days. Of course he got his music, right? Of course he's got the phenomenon, which has been his dramas, like, you know, and you know,
Power Book 2 and Power Raising Kanan. Yeah. And I'm sure there's another power that I'm forgetting.
And BMF, right?
He's got BMF, Black Mafia Family, all that stuff. Well, now his company, G-Unit Films and TV, will be dabbling in animation.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're going to be adapting.
The next logical step.
Yeah, right? From 50 Cent, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's very interesting to me because I remember when me and Steady were on an episode of Who They Want, and we had mentioned how rappers have gone from one thing to another, like, right, to the point where people forget that they were rappers first, like, say, Queen Latifah, Ice Cube, Ice-T. They've all done.
Well, you know, in all fairness, most famously, Will Smith. I mean,
Will Smith.
There's an entire generation that doesn't know that man used to rap.
There's an entire generation that doesn't know that Ice Cube still raps.
Right. You know,
Queen Latifah.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, the most famous one has to be
Will Smith. Has to, yeah.
Between him and LL Cool.
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying most famously, it's, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say
Mark Wahlberg, but yeah.
Marky Mark. Hey, shout out Marky Mark, man.
No, for real. But to be fair, I don't think Mark Wahlberg wants people to remember that he used to be a rapper.
Right, that one foolish act of like, I did something in my career I'm not proud of, but it's there.
I did something when I was young. We had like couple hits back in the day. It was the 90s. We call ourselves the Funky Bunch.
They're still playing if you go to a roller skating rink.
Fact. And you don't, but if you ask anybody if they know who it is, like you ask the kids that if they know who it is, I'll be surprised if they remember, if they know that Mark Wahlberg was in music first before.
Oh no! The only way kids nowadays will know is if their parents play them and tell them, like, "Hey, remember we were watching Boogie Nights? That's him."
Oh, Jesus.
Feel old yet, ladies and gentlemen?
Good vibrations, indeed.
Yeah, you know what? Real quick, you know they're making a series out of that now too, right? I read that earlier today. They're doing a Boogie Nights series. Yeah.
They're making a series out of Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, that movie was almost 3 hours long, so you got a lot of material to go through.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to bring back some nostalgia, probably bring back some cult classic characters. Now they got kids, and maybe the kids got grandkids. I don't know.
Well, because remember,
we'll find out eventually.
Stars, so.
Yeah, they can have kids too. Just you know, not when they're actively working.
I'm not saying that.
Not when they're actively working, though. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. So Flippy's production company will be involved in the adaptation of a web comic. Yeah, it's called Trail League.
Right. Well, let Kyle handle it. I don't think you should do it. I don't think you want to, you know, try to mix the brand. I'm just saying.
Well, what they're doing, they're just going to be producing it. I don't think he's going to, like, change it or anything. Based on what I'm seeing from this, you know.
He's going to voice the character, at least.
He might.
He's but then if you look at it, because what, Snoop Dogg's dropped out. Kids show on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
so I feel like it's a competition. Everything like East Coast, West Coast competition. Like, oh, they think they're doing big over there. Listen, I started this type of move.
Look,
Snoop Dogg, but you know they keep trying to one up each other.
Yeah,
because that Snoop was on the simple.
Snoop Dogg at this point has done just about everything in media.
Everything. Okay?
Like he's hosted game shows, he's hosted adult films, he's produced movies, acted in movies. He put his stamp on a brand new educational show for kids. He made his own breakfast cereal.
He got the world high.
Exactly.
and he's still
putting out music. So I don't know where he finds the time alongside being a boss at Death Row. So, I mean,
He's a stoner. Like, he's doing too much for stoners. Like, I don't know any other real that.
Like, to that degree?
But like you said, he classifies himself as a businessman. So, right?
He is a businessman. He's a man of the people, all types of people. You know what I mean? Yeah,
big ups to him, 50 Cent, Master P. I don't know if I want to put Diddy in this bracket, but I guess we're going to big him up too because he still counts as a CEO.
He's still a CEO. He's still a business.
But he's only focused on one thing, really, whereas these other ones are branching out.
Right.
I mean, like Diddy is still only like strictly music.
Wait, no, because he owns Ciroc, right? Yeah.
So. Didn't he also have his own drink?
I forgot about that.
So, it's part of the culture, too, because you cannot not see, like, an episode of Drink Champs and not see a bottle of Ciroc or some exclusive event where, yeah, his brand is everywhere. But shout out to Kevin Hart for, you know, dropping his brand of tequila, which is, like, becoming a big crave now.
Right. But so
well, that's because he's friends with The Rock. That's why he did that.
Wow, that was your point from it.
Looking at the promotional stuff for the Trail League, it's a super superhero team, and in the webcomic's been around for a minute already. You can buy the compendiums on the official website. But what I also find interesting is this is going to be a BET Plus original.
Nice move. Nice move. Okay. Give Miss Pat Show a little
smart.
It's very smart. This is a mostly black cast. And you know, superheroes have been the thing now for the past decade. So it's a very, it makes sense that, well, as far as mainstream.
I was saying, like, when it comes to superhero movies, it's been for the past 20 years heavy. It's just the past 14 have been more, for lack of a better term, oversaturated, because Marvel has become this fucking juggernaut when it comes to superhero movies now. They're putting out at least four things a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just Marvel.
And that's
just, Marvel. I'm not talking like, I'm not talking like the DC's, that's actually it. Like, Image barely does any of the other ones really only barely do like one every couple years when you think about it.
Well, right. Like, Marvel got a whole universe.
Well, this kind of is on topic. There was a report recently of the updates of the Spawn movie.
Yeah, I saw that. But they've been but this is the thing. They've been talking about doing that even before Jamie Foxx came back for the last Spider-Man movie. They've been talking about that for years. And I'm like, I'm waiting. I just want them to do it already at this point, because it's like, it's been I remember reading about that Spawn movie back in like 2018.
I do too.
Or 2019, somewhere along them lines.
And then when they announced that Jamie Foxx was cast as the lead, I was like, okay,
yeah, like, and I'm like, granted, keep in mind too, it has been 25 years since the last movie even came out, and it's like, what has been the damn holdup? We should have had at least another reboot before this Jamie Foxx one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what was even the damn holdup?
Michael Jai even was like, during, you know, he finally was in interviews, was like, didn't nobody take it that direction that the comics was going? Didn't nobody kind of keep it in that realm? And they had to do a lot of
rewrites. They haven't even started filming yet. This is all pre-production stuff.
It's definitely still, it probably won't enter production till maybe summer next year at best. At most, I want to say we're a year from even a production start. A year from a production start.
Right. Yeah. Look, Blade had to take the background.
Uh-huh. I couldn't.
The productions for the Blade reboot now is being put back on.
Because the director dropped out or some shit, right? Yeah, yeah. The director left that one.
Hey, that's Wesley Snipes. Low key was like, all that money he wasn't paying on taxes. See if it like, until y'all call me and give me my script. Nobody's gonna put their hands on this movie. Like, I'm letting you know, this is my realm. I started this since like the 90s, and you just gonna take it from me? From Mahershala Ali?
You know,
like,
what? That's the thing. That's the thing about Blade too, because if it wasn't for Blade, we would have never got the Marvel movies we got in the early 2000s, and we never would have got the MCU. Blade doesn't get the credit it deserves.
Right. People was like, when Chadwick Boseman did the whole Wakanda Forever, Black Panther was like, y'all failed to realize Wesley opened the door for this first.
Yeah.
But it's not even just Marvel when you think about it, because he was the first one that they took like seriously.
Yeah.
So he and gave it all a rating for a lot of continents. You know?
You wouldn't think that such a Marvel would do such a hard R out the gate, but yeah, they really, their first hit was that.
Was a rated R trilogy. First one did gangbusters, second one did all right, third one. Not too many people like
it. You know what? The less said about that, better.
Oh man. But what do y'all think? But what do y'all think about? What do you think about G Unit films going dabbling into production when it comes to animation?
I support it.
Wait and see. We gotta wait and see. Yeah, we can't just jump in now and be like, oh, it's 50 Cent, his people. It's a wait and see period. You know,
I'm not gonna jump on it negatively. I'm looking at the, like I looked at the G Unit Films page and looking at all the stuff that they've done, and it's not even just, you know, in it's not even just like Power or anything like that. They got some documentaries under their belt. Granted, they're, you know, mostly about 50, and a couple of them about like the early, you know, early Shady stuff. Then you have other ones I have never seen before, like Fire with Fire, Set Up, Blood Out.
So he got his hand in a lot of projects under their brand. I love that.
Den of Thieves 2
coming.
Okay. Den of Thieves 2 right now to be announced. He's also got his hand in television. You got Power, of course. You got The Oath. You got another one called For Life. So it's very it's going to be very interesting, because I think this is going to be the first cartoon they do. So this is going to be really interesting. Oh man.
Here's the question, like, is it going to be like more lean towards kids, or is it going to be an adult anime, like, say, like along the lines like Family Guy and The Simpsons?
I want to say it might be a little more like early adult, based on what I see from the Trail League site. They're mainly a teenage team. This could lean towards more like like teenage or early adult stuff. I don't think
it's kind of like when he did the Bulletproof video game and Blood in the Sands, maybe a mixture sort of kind of.
I don't think it's gonna go that hard, you know what I'm saying? Because just based on the fact this is on BET and they don't do like crazy stuff like that. I think like at least from my
they don't do crazy stuff. Do you ever see BET at night?
Right after dark.
No.
But also, the BET late night in the 90s, that was kind of like their, you know, their thing.
Yeah, but since
it's
then,
going to be
BET Plus, after dark,
a bit more of an open range.
Yeah, because after dark means
exactly
4 a.m.
Because I mean, look at Miss Pat show, like on the BET Plus, they laid
how
it all.
Is, how is that? Miss Pat is dope.
It's incredible. It gives you real world feelings. Like there's no holds bar. She says whatever she comes out freely. It's beautiful. Like to get a second season and potential talks for the third season lets you know like it's gonna stick around for a little minute until, you know, Viacom decided, okay, you're being a little too, you know, ethical for our brand, and then they cut ties with her. And then maybe Fifth will pick her up, or Tyler. I don't think Tyler's gonna pick her up. Nobody's gonna pick her up. She's gonna be like a solo brand. Just because I know how people
But if she does well enough, and regardless if they don't pick her up, then other networks are going to see just how popular she is on this thing, and there'll probably be a bidding war, if anything.
Yeah, maybe.
We know ABC's not going to pick that up.
No, I'm talking like streaming sites. ABC ain't going to know. ABC is anything. ABC stands for anything but colored. So we got to do. We did not, except for Abbott Elementary.
And that's because they got the white guy in there to kind of
every other time they try stuff, like, okay, because they still have the Ish series of shows, Black-ish, Mixed-ish,
Grown-ish.
All those shows are done. Black-ish is done. Mixed-ish is done. Grown-ish is done.
Black-ish is done. That ended.
Mixed-ish got canceled.
It got canceled. We still got Old-ish to look forward to.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
You forgot about Old-ish?
I didn't even know that was a thing. What?
So they're still working with Lawrence Fishburne. They're gonna have it's basically gonna be his show with with his, you know, with his wife. So they're like that. They're still spinning off. And Grown-ish recently ended their newest season. They did a whole new season and brought the second kid.
Oh, that's right, the son. Yeah, they brought the son in there. That's right. I forgot about that.
They brought the oldest son. They gave him another chance at college. So yeah, so that's gonna keep going.
I'm just tripping over the fact that Oldish is happening. I did not know anything about that.
At this point in time that we're recording, it's still happening. I haven't seen anything to the contrary. If anybody else has, you know, let us know. No problem. I have no problem being wrong. But
if I could look it up right now, I would. Shit.
And I just checked it. There's still, it's like he said, it's still in the production stages. There's not a current release date yet.
But
okay.
And I know I want to move on to the next topic, but really quick, I noticed something about one of the main characters in the Trio League, and that if you look it up, you see the kid with the glasses. Who does he remind you of?
I can't look it up because I'm on my phone.
Okay. Well, all right. Does anybody remember that detective show from ABC and Disney, Fillmore?
Yes.
I feel like that show needs more credit too, you know.
It was a Saturday morning show, right? Yeah.
Yeah, where they were basically doing the safety patrol, you know, safety patrol thing, but as like detectives. So stuff would go down in school and I think it was Orlando Brown as the main character, and then you had Tara Strong as his partner, and they went around solving crimes around school.
I don't know anything of it. I only remember seeing like ads for it in comics. I never watched the show.
I watched a few episodes coming up, and currently it is not on Disney Plus, but I'm pretty sure you can find it somewhere.
You probably find it on YouTube.
Right. But what I was going to say is the main character of the Trio League kind of reminds me of Fillmore, only with more hair.
Yo, he got the eyes and everything. He does.
Yeah. Yep.
Got the little, you know, high top fade thing going on.
Yeah. I don't know if that was done on purpose
because high top fade was our one cartoon hairstyle for like 30 years.
Yeah, and then it came back. But they just call it something different.
Yeah.
So
Bootsy, I know, right? It's called the Bootsy Fade. Like, let me get the Bootsy Fade.
You
know?
The Bootsy Fade.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Bootsy.
Bootsy. Fade. You know, rapper Lil Bootsy. You know, he coined that style as the Bootsy Fade.
I'm just in disbelief behind this shit. I'm sorry.
And that's okay.
It's okay. So, all right. So on to the next one. The Super Mario Brothers teaser trailer dropped a few days ago. I'm hyped. What do y'all think?
I think they're going to go back to the drawing board. It's like they did that Sonic movie when they originally dropped the first Sonic trailer. And they was like, he didn't have a character resemblance. I think Chris Pratt's voice on Mario is going to be the upset of the movie because the background and everything that it gave everything a Super Mario Brothers was supposed to give in the trailer. I think
and the Chris Pratt
as a fucking Italian plumber. Right. Chris Pratt as an Italian plumber is not going to fit the bill. They're going to take it back to production.
They're going to
do a voiceover. It's going to be dubbed, right? They're going to do it where they're going to be like, you tried it. We applaud you. You was coming off your, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic Park domination tour. And then he was like, let me get into the family department real quick. They kind of recover real quick. And that wasn't the way to go.
But according to what he had said in an interview, him and the producers of the movie and the writer, they helped him come up with the voice, which really just sounds like him. But I think I think what people are upset about is because it just sounds like him. Whereas Jack Black came in and he was like, okay, listen, I'm gonna do this right. I'm gonna put a little rasp behind my voice. I'm gonna put a little deepness.
He did, and I couldn't even tell that was Jack Black. Like, I had to replay it and like, oh snap, that is his voice. Oh, because you can hear it. You can hear it when he started to really
hear it. You can definitely hear it, but he sounds like, I like the raspiness of his voice.
Is it that darkness that King Koopa has? Darkness of that,
yeah.
Our Bowser.
Bowser, yeah. Bowser, aka King Koopa over here. He killed it right out the gate. He killed it. That first few seconds, he killed it. You know, and then that joke they did with the penguins, and people were doing comparisons to the old Mario cartoon from the 80s and also Mario 64. And if I'm not mistaken, that first scene is pulled straight from Mario 64.
Cool, though. But like, the presentation is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
The colors are bright. They're flagrant. You get, you know, you see Toad there right at the beginning. You know, he's bringing that live kind of rude snub. But then you can see probably as the film develops, they become best of friends, maybe. Or if they're already friends, because they obviously know who Mario is. So it's not jumping into the gate of everybody has to remember who everyone else is. It's just getting into the game.
This is straight up like, this is just right now just a taste, because this was they didn't give us any kind of indication about where the story was going to go, other than the fact that it looks like Mario came from another world. So
I think that was a given in the teaser, in the trailer. That was right out the gate.
The fact that they went isekai with it doesn't surprise me all that much. It may be
well, I mean, because that's the whole thing. That's the whole premise of it.
And
they can petition it. They're going to petition it. My thoughts is they're going to petition it.
I understand.
Are y'all talking about
Chris Pratt's voice?
They're going to petition it. Come on. They did it for Aquaman to get Johnny Depp's ex-wife out of the sequel. No. They did a petition to change Sonic to be more of his original design.
Are y'all talking about Mario's ass? They're going to give him an ass in this now?
Oh, dude. Teddy, did you know about that?
That he's built like an ironing board in it? Yeah.
Let me talk to the people real quick. Is it that serious? Were you looking that hard?
Somebody was, and it got the attention of somebody higher up, because I saw that meme a total of 1,000 times the day after that trailer dropped.
Once TikTok got a hold of it, it was over.
But and then somebody,
yes, exactly. Somebody
did a, if somebody decided, you know what, I'm gonna add a little more meat to him, and gave him the behind. I'm like, it is not that serious, y'all. Are you?
Like, they want accurate characterization.
You know what? It's funny because it's not like his ass is like. Well, you know what? I'm thinking about it now. Like, that's how he jumps on the Goombas. No. No, he doesn't do ass first. He just steps on him.
He steps on him.
Unless it was integral like that,
We've seen him fall on his butt. Like if you play the Mario 64 on. If he falls, he falls on his bump. Fine.
Yeah. But
it's not a huge. From pun not intended. It's not a big deal, pun not intended. Oh my God,
sir. If they can make a petition about a blue hedgehog eyes looking dyslexic, they're gonna make a petition about a video game character.
Nah, ain't nobody. Nobody is going that hard for Mario's ass, other than people to make memes, though, because his ass is not very integral to the game.
All right, let's put it this way. that first Sonic trailer, okay?
I want to know why they saw that first trailer and thought, yeah, that looks good enough.
Right. I get they wanted to do their own thing with it, but it just looked like It looked like nightmare fuel. I think, but
because that's what it was. That's what it was.
And then the fact that they got so much pullback, they got so much pullback from that, that they had to go back in, spend like millions of dollars to get the version of Sonic we have now for the movies. It at the very least with Mario, you got it right out the gate. Like I wasn't like as far as his, the way he looks, ain't nothing wrong with that. And give him a
yeah, look wise. But you gotta keep in mind, a lot of people don't feel like Chris Pratt is the. I mean, yeah, he's hot commodity now. But as far as the voice of Mario, I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't get him as the voice of Mario.
It's gonna put that one leap.
Like I don't get it either. But one thing we've known since the 90s is the reason that they keep adding these celebrity voices is because they're names, right? So
no, I get that. No, I get that. But I'm saying, like, they could have got somebody that is an actor, like a well-known actor, but is also an actor, not somebody that's just riding off the fact that they're famous for being in that. So they could actually get it. Okay, you know what? Case point, Bradley Cooper is Rocket. That dude is an actor's actor. You don't know that that's Bradley Cooper doing Rocket unless somebody tells you, because he's not just going in there and using his voice. He's actually acting.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Or if you got somebody like... Okay.
He's acting. He's not just... You know, say like, but with Chris Pratt, he's just going in there being Chris Pratt doing Mario shit. He's not right. Acting. He's just using his voice.
But there's a, you know, there's plenty... There's you know, there are voice actors / you know, actors that just use their voice and it works for them. Like, look at someone like Keith David.
No, I get that. I get that. I get what you're saying. It's just he's actually acting. He's doing it. He's not just him. Now I'm pretending to be Mario, but I'm just doing what I do in literally everything else.
And yeah, right. It sounds like, you know what I'm saying? Put a little bit. It's not like he put a little bit of an accent in there.
I'm not saying like for him to like just do a Charles Martinet impression. What I'm saying is like at least come into it as, you know, this is one of the most, if not the most beloved video game character of all time. So you got some big shoes to fill and like show a little respect. You know what I'm saying? Like you got this character, you're going to have bring it. Don't just be Chris Pratt. You gotta fucking bring it for Mario. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That's like asking Michael B. Jordan to be the next voice of Mufasa for The Lion King, knowing he doesn't have that icon. He's an icon, but voice wise for that character, he's not gonna bring what James Earl Jones.
Wait, is that about. Has that been confirmed? Like he's gonna be the voice of Mufasa in this?
I
was about to say, because I know that they're doing the Mufasa origin story. I was like, wait a minute, is that what the?
That was their way of fixing their mistake and giving us a live action Lion King, and it bombed. That was their way of fixing it. So they were like, let's give them a free.
That actually did what they wanted it to do. It just the fact that they are going to do a Mufasa prequel story. It's a little odd, but. Whatever. We still
it's
have
to be James Earl Jones retirement movie, right? Because he just retired from the iconic Darth Vader voice.
He retired.
Yeah, I know that's crazy.
But his voice didn't. They figured, okay, well, instead of getting somebody brand new, we're just gonna use your voice as AI.
Yeah, that's what they. They can have James Earl Jones voicing Darth Vader long after James Earl Jones is no longer with us.
Yeah, that's so creepy. That's cool, but creepy at the same time.
Yo, because there was an app for I was bored. I was using the app, and I got The Rock to say that this is The Rock, and you're listening to Shut Up, Rick. And I'm like, I can't wait to use this.
Oh yeah.
I'm dead serious. It's same.
I saw this site recently where you type it's a text to speech site, but you can but you can choose whatever voice you want. So somebody chose Hank Hill. Somebody chose Hank Hill for their, you know, for their voice test. And if I start doing like little commercials for On the Brain, I might use that to my advantage.
Hey, there you go.
That's the thing. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I have The Rock saying, "Hello, this is The Rock," and you're listening to Shut Up Rick, and I'm like, ah, man.
Wait. Steady. Who would you want to shout out? Who would you want in Hollywood to shout out who they want? Well, we've had a few celebrities actually shout out who they want. But
okay, I'm going to go ahead and put it. I want the GOAT Lil Wayne to do it. Like, yo, what's up? This is Tunchi, baby. You're not tuned in who they want. You dig?
That was actually a pretty decent impression.
That was a good damn impression.
Yeah.
Right? You get that Louisiana laid back type of thing.
That is hilarious thinking about it. That is hilarious. I would go for that. I'd probably go with a cartoon voice, probably something in the Rob Paulson catalog.
Okay. See, now you can't say that because you know that's my favorite voice actor, because you can't just come with that shit.
All right.
You know he's my favorite. That number two. That's number two.
All right. Okay. Right,
I'll give it. Okay.
Hey, okay, we should do like all anime introductions for our brands, and you can have Vegeta come on from Dragon Ball Z and be like, "Yo, this is the proud prince of Saiyans, Vegeta. Worthless scum, you're now listening on the Brain podcast or something."
You know what? Once we get off of this, I gotta find that site again. I'm gonna do all that shit.
Oh wait! No, I got one for you. Get one of the Batman to do it.
I can get Kevin Conroy. That'd be the one I'd want.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy. That's the only one you would want, right?
Yeah.
That's Kevin Conroy. That's all I want. With an Affleck as a strong second, because I really like his Batman.
What about oh dang.
I'm gonna go George Clooney.
You're gonna go
I don't know, something about Batman what was his? Batman and Robin? A Batman Forever?
George Clooney?
Batman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The less said about that movie, the better.
Wow. Yeah, okay. We're not gonna go there for you, Rick. We're not gonna make it an argument on the Brain.
Oh boy. I was gonna say something.
Why did everybody get real quiet? Are we in trouble?
No, we're good. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Please pardon the interruption.
Okay. Family just walked in, so
I wasn't doing. We were just in here behaving.
It's funny, right? You move your laptop and your workspace to the other side of the room. They go, "This is more of a professional look. I like this look." It's what it is now. Like, so be prepared who they want, guys, when I return, my grand return. I'm still doing virtual backgrounds, though, so you will not see the ties and the things around me.
But I've gotten so used to it.
Right. People like, you have like the best plain wall settings because this is one natural oak wood look. And I'm like, I don't get the, but thank you for the enthusiasm, but no, it's not a thing. Like, I like being in my brand. I like putting my brand up. I don't care how robotic I'm going to be on my episode. I'm putting up my green screen.
All righty. <Okay. laughs> So we ready for the next topic, y'all?
What you got, bro?
Let's do it to it.
All right. So, as we know, Thelma just came out the closet, right? And
yes.
Yes, Velma just came out the closet, and as we're recording this, I was just made aware that it's National Coming Out Day. So big ups to those in the community. Big ups to those who, you know, especially if you support this show. But big ups to y'all.
And now so, people are still losing their collective minds.
You better believe it, because shortly after the clips for the Scooby-Doo Trick-or-Treat movie came out, which saw which saw which saw Velma eyeing this this new character. They also brought us the trailer for the upcoming Velma solo series on HBO Max.
Right.
Now, oh, but wait, in the Trick or Treat one, they like said that like she's gonna be a lesbian in that one. They full on said that. Like, this is confirmed.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I started this when Velma just came out the closet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but so, I thought you were gonna say that like that's where they made official. Like, not like, you know, just
I'll shut up. They had to come out and say that, you know, Velma is gay, and this is a rated G film, right? But I think it's kind of hilarious, but also kind of weird that they did the same things they would do if it was a dude looking at another girl on a cartoon. Right. Fogged up glasses, goofy looking face, and like
a blushy moment.
Heart jumping out of her chest. All like
the only thing that didn't happen was there was no drool and her tongue didn't roll out of her mouth. Like,
as far as we know right now.
We won't know until we see it.
Or nobody went.
No, we're gonna see it as soon as like the right after that scene we saw where they didn't show it. That's gonna be the next scene.
Right, and this is Warner Brothers too. That would be a classic move of theirs. Shoot,
but, you know what they're gonna do? It's gonna be they're gonna recreate that scene from The Mask when he sees Tina for the first time. She's gonna turn to a wolf. Her eyes gonna get hard eyes. She's gonna hit herself on the hammer like four times.
Right, they're gonna give you some sort of classic nostalgia feel about it, and then she's going to embrace it. And who knows, you know, they're going to have a kiss scene somewhere in that, and then they're going to be like, we're no longer watching Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is banned from our watch list.
You know who's going to stop watching Scooby-Doo is going to be somebody in Wyoming. I was like, that's it. No more for my kids. The places that don't matter are nobody's going to care about, like, in so-and-so North Dakota, this family decided to stop watching Scooby-Doo. It was like, so the fuck what? I'm going to still watch.
Lightyear came out, and then there was like, I seen some country was like, they don't want to play it in their movie theaters. Lightyear's got banned. I'm like, they didn't even have a full-on kiss lesbian act.
No, but that's the thing. They just said that they had a gay couple in it. It wasn't like the whole, it switched the whole movie. It played no integral parts in it.
You know,
it was just a gay couple. Like, hey,
he was. They made Buzz go out for so long until the lady just died doing nothing. Like, that's how irrelevant she was.
But you know what? But you know what? People tend to jump the gun. Like when they did the Beauty and the Beast live action, and Disney made a big deal that their first gay character was going to be the live action version of LeFou, and some movie theaters in the South and other places decided not to play it just because of that character.
Because they had nothing better to complain about. But it's not like it was like, yeah, he's gay in this one, but it's not like there's a scene like, oh, and after they're done, I'm sucking his dick. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, they just, right. He's gay now.
Let's be real. The way a girl man was thinking about another grown man, that should have told you something.
Yeah, he was simping for Gaston back in the day.
Gaston. No one's as rough. Nobody can down all the eggs like Gaston. Like, who cares?
And every last inch of me is covered with hair. Yeah.
Yep. And then LeFou's like, he's right, it is. LeFou's like, it is covered with hair. I'm the one that waxes it.
He probably is. Look, not to be offensive or anything, but he probably was. Because he was so much of a lackey. He was so much of a lackey.
Right. He definitely gave us all those vibes within that character.
Right, right.
They didn't care.
No, they honestly didn't. But as far as Velma goes, number one, big ups. Apparently, a lot of people from the get go have suspected she was anyway, and they had been
making lesbian Velma jokes since I don't know when. Like, but that was always been like a underlying joke of Scooby Doo.
Even when they did the live action,
like in the show,
they kind of threw hints in the live action.
Oh, well, no. Nah, in the live action movie, didn't the second one, didn't she end up with Seth Green's character?
I think so. But
it's been so long since I've seen that one.
Right.
But also, it had just been recently confirmed that originally they had written her to be openly gay, right? But the studio was like, Warner Brothers was like, no, you gotta tone that down. There was going to be a full on kiss scene between her and Daphne, and there's even a deleted scene where she's singing it must be too good to be true, and she's like longingly looking at Daphne. So yeah, they were that was
in, like, what, in the first Scooby-Doo movie.
They wanted to do that. Yeah, they wanted to. That was a deleted scene now, but they wanted to basically make her a lesbian from the beginning. But the reason why they didn't was to keep the PG rating.
I think. I'm just saying.
But okay, wait. Okay,
hold on. Before you go there, Rick, I just want to point out she's the only character we know since like the 1950s that wears an orange turtleneck. And one of my friends was like, and I was like, yo, you realize they went to Louisiana, right? And she still had on a turtleneck. Like, they changed everybody's outfit basically in the Zombie Island one. And I'm like, Velma still had on a turtleneck. Like, yeah, that should told you something.
They kept her in a turtleneck. Yeah.
They always get, but Velma and me and Rick had talked about this before. Velma is the only character who has gone through like major changes. Yes, they've given like Daphne more to do, like she knows Kung Fu and she, you know, knows all these people and stuff like that. But
she's not the damsel in distress she once was.
She's not the damsel in distress anymore. And that's and I'm glad she's not. That's a tired trope. But
for real.
Yeah, right. But as far as Velma, she has gone from like stout to thin. In other, you know, in one series, What's New Scooby-Doo, they slimmed her down, not like heavily, but they, you know, but she lost a lot of weight.
I always thought she was hiding something under that big sweater, though. I don't think she was ever stout. She was just like thick, just under a big sweater.
And that's why, but that's why people had crushes on her as well as Daphne. You know, like people would point out the fact that she had, you know, that she was well endowed. And I'm like, okay, y'all. And then, you know, and then I saw memes, you know, and you would see like fan comics of them together, all that, you know, all that stuff. So,
well, that's probably why in the Scooby Apocalypse comic, like her and Shaggy was getting it on.
Where, and they tried that, they tried to put them together in Mystery Inc., the cartoon Mystery Inc., but Shaggy was all about, it just his life with him and Scooby, and she was trying to force a relationship. But apparently, by the end of that show, she had a crush on one of her female colleagues, and then that's how the show ended. So the people that are upset about this, I'm like, I don't know what the heck y'all gonna
have nothing better to do with their lives.
It doesn't change the character at all. It really, like, it's not like, okay. Like, because when they do change her, it's subtle, and some people don't notice until later. Like, she lost weight, and what's new, Scooby Doo.
None of these things that they change about these characters affect the story at all. But because it's something that somebody doesn't like, that's why they're like, "Oh, I'm not gonna let my kid watch it because ... Like, the fuck is wrong?
Right? It becomes that, right? Like,
or like when- in. Like in the Scoob movie, when they made her Latinx, when they made her Latin, that was number
that
one.
Just made the races come out.
That was like very subtle because she only spoke Spanish like once, and they gave her a slight, you know, they darkened her tone a little bit, and then as soon as
they just made her look like Velma had a tan. That's it.
Right. That was it. But now that we have the new Velma teaser coming out by Mindy Kaling, and she's, you know, and she's now South Asian, people got an issue with that. But it's hilarious because they gave them the perfect meta joke. The freaking teaser opens with Velma complaining about changes that they're going to make to Judy Jetson in the in that in-universe version of HBO Max. So,
right. But then it's the thing of fictional character hate, right? Bringing back up the Little Mermaid, just to segue real quick, like, look how much, you know, that caused just because they added
you know a skin tone to her. Exactly. And it's not like when it comes to the Little Mermaid, it's not like her race was an integral part of her story at all. It had nothing to do with all. That's the thing. But people are like, oh, she was white. She should stay white. Like, no, what is your problem? Like, the race, like I said, the race has absolutely nothing. It changes nothing about the story at all. It's still going to be the same story. You're just showing your fucking racism. That's all, right? That's all that you're going to be able to see it. That is literally it.
Like, we colonized everything. Like, everybody wanted to petition the new Black Panther Wakanda Forever wants to be petitioned. It was like, we don't want to see a female Black Panther. Like, you should have, you know, replaced Chadwick Boseman.
First off, read a comic book if you're going to complain
about
that.
Yeah, for real.
You know, just read the comic book if you're gonna worry about that. And I know we mentioned this before because we did talk about the controversy surrounding the Little Mermaid teaser when that came out.
Right.
And this just feels like deja freaking vu because here we are talking about race swapping again, and it doesn't matter.
You know? See, that's the thing too, like, because I remember people were talking about, like, oh, what they're gonna do that? What if we swap out a white person for the Black Panther? I'm like, it's not the same thing because nationality is very much a part of the character. It's not like it, like, everything about him is about him being a hero and then his Wakandan lineage and all that shit. It's a part of his character. The Little Mermaid is not the same thing. It is not the same thing at all.
No, nope. Right. Her race wasn't even a big deal in the books.
They're mythical, right?
It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a deal at all in the story. Like in the original stories, it wasn't a big deal at all.
So
that's the shit that pisses me off about it.
And as far as Velma being South Asian, first off, big ups to Mandy Kaling and her team for, you know, for doing this. But secondly, I'm just glad this survived the purge with as many properties that they have canceled before they've even gotten a chance to start. I really,
for real,
like when they came after Sesame Street, you knew it was over. They deleted 200 episodes off from Sesame Street. I'm like, what the heck Sesame Street do to y'all? Oh, we gotta do these tax write-offs so we can save money. You're not saving that much money. And no, I don't know a lot about the inner workings of what's going on with this whole thing. But every time I see HBO Max in the news, I'm like, what they canceled today?
Right. Like, look at Arthur.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Arthur, the longest reigning PBS show, and they ended with what? Buster's dad getting married to another bunny dude? Like, who cares?
Actually,
hold up. They
I know it's revived as a podcast if that's what you're about to introduce.
Oh, you're talking okay. I was saying that they actually did give that an ending episode. But I do recall some years ago when their teacher got married to another dude and
they had a big thing about that.
There was a big stank about that in certain markets.
People lost their heads about that.
They just did not. These kids have been in the third grade for
the longest as Bart and Lisa still been in elementary school.
And they've been in elementary school for 35 years. Shit.
Yep. Yep. 35 years did crossovers with shows that, you know,
with everybody at this point. Culturally in everything, it evolves with the time. And yet they're still in Springfield.
Yeah. But you know what? Not you say that. Like, I don't know anybody that was on the show young that also showed up as an adult. I'm trying to think about that now. Like, did anybody?
Good question.
Did come?
That's a good question. Yeah, that really makes you think. Because how many times did they change the origins of Marge and Homer, like Marge and Homer, like
how they do it every decade? Because remember, first they were like lovers in the early 80s, like they met in the early 80s and they met in the early 90s. I'm pretty sure they did an early 2000s one too. Like they're gonna do it again. If the show runs to 2030, they're gonna show with how Homer and Marge met in 2019. They're gonna show how they met at the onset of the pandemic.
Yeah,
that's how they're gonna show. I promise you. I guarantee there's going to be an episode. Should Simpsons run another 8 years?
Yeah, it's kind of their homage to giving them like an anniversary every time. Like they withstand the test of time as a married, you know, animated couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's just
that's how it's gonna be. I can almost guarantee. I can see it now.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous. And as far as Velma goes, okay, they've done a few changes. They now Daphne is East Asian, and now we have our first black Shaggy.
But he's not Shaggy. He's Norville.
He's Norville using his real name, which confused the mess out of me because I wasn't used to that. I was not used to that.
Casey Kasem's era, real quick. Like it's a great way to, you know, do more.
But you know what? No, not for nothing. Casey Kasem really hasn't been the voice for the past X amount of years. It's been Matthew Lillard that's really been voicing them since about 2000, since after the sequel came out.
Since after the first movie, that was basically
because Matthew Lillard has been, he's been. I want to say the torch was passed in that Looney Tunes. Was it Back in Action? Because there was that scene where it was Matthew Lillard at a dinner table with Scooby and Shaggy, and they were talking about if you mess it up in the sequel, he's gonna give him a Scooby snarl, and Scooby like snarls at Matthew Lillard, and Casey Kasem was the voice of Shaggy for that, and then that very much felt like a passing the torch type scene.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. See, I haven't seen Back in Action in a minute, but I'm glad. Right. I'm glad he brought that up. But what I want to know is, okay, because I saw people complaining about Velma. I saw people complaining about Shaggy or Norville, and also I was hearing some, you know, some things, and I saw some articles saying that people were upset that apparently the OG Velma is not gay enough, whatever that means. So
what the f- how I'm gay dead, what is like
I'm dead serious.
Oh, they want her to be a damn like lesbian stereotype? Like no, they want her to be a lesbian stereotype. Like, hey, we're butch now, let's go play some softball and do other lesbian things. Like, it's not how it works.
Those have gotta be trolls, because I just think people just like
they want a sex scene. Let's just call it what it is. They want a lesbian sex scene. If you're gonna do it that dynamic, they want to see some actual girl on girl action, not just body parts and blushing.
But that's why there's.
Listen, this is they want this 50-plus-year-old character to finally get her scissor on.
Listen, that's all. That's all they're asking for. Like, we're at that age. If Rick and Morty can do it, they can do it now. They want.
Listen, there are parodies out there. There are parodies out there.
I know that. Yeah. Reddit has shown me things that I didn't need to see.
Yeah, like there's a full hour and a half Scooby-Doo porno out there.
I'll be right back. Hang on. Hang on. I'll be right back. Hold up.
Okay.
www. Scooby Doo.
Wait.
Scooby doing it? Is it Scooby doing it? or Scooby did it, or hang on. It's a dot org. It's a dot org. Hang on. Scooby does it dot org.
Oh my god.
Okay, hang on, wait, let me see. Wait. And then okay, / Velma Scissor. Oh wow, that's the first thing that comes up. Okay. Okay, and bookmark. Okay, I gotta get back to this. I hope they didn't hear this and record this. All right. Guys, I'm sorry about that. I hit the button by mistake. I'm sorry.
I love it.
When I'm done, how much longer are we gonna be on here? Because I just remember I have some things online I need to address.
I'm gonna be 100 with y'all. When I found out that was a thing, I was not too surprised. What I was surprised was.
Yeah. That's great. Can we wrap this up? I got to be talking.
I was surprised about how the.
I don't think nothing you're about to say now is gonna matter from this point on. Because his mind is
already gone. No. No. It's gonna matter. It's just it's on the back burner.
I was just surprised that it actually had a plot line that kind of justified it being almost 2 hours long. But the
almost 2 hours.
Yeah, almost.
Hang on. Am I looking at the right one? Hang on. Am I looking at the right one this time?
What I didn't appreciate about that is Scooby doing it.
Instead of Scooby does it. Okay, Scooby do it. Scooby doing it.
Oh boy.
See what you did?
Daphne?
You created this guy.
I did not. No. I thought he already knew about it. There's that one. There's the Flintstones one.
Oh, no. Okay, I wonder if there's a Flintstones one.
And that one actually had a decent plot.
Is there? If there's a Flintstones one, there's got to be a Jetsons one. Oh, shit. Go ahead, Mr. Oh, why is it as big as Mr. Spacely? Oh, hang on. Okay, I got to get back. And bookmark and... So sorry about that, guys. I hit the button by accident. I apologize.
But anyway, what did I miss? Like we've been saying, this whole controversy should not exist anyway. Whether it's about a fictional character's sexual orientation or about their race, it should not matter.
Exactly.
It really should not matter. Wait until
because that's the thing though, because it's like just because you can't make a character change their sexuality and then tell people, because it's like they think because they change the sexuality that's all the character's going to be now. Like, oh, she's a lesbian. They're only going to talk about and deal with lesbian things. Da, 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 da. Like, no, it's a tertiary thing. No one's going to care about it. It's not going to play a part in them solving mysteries at all.
No,
or et cetera, you know, whatever the case may be.
Which is why I, regardless of whatever the show is, just like with the controversy with the Lord of the Rings show, because we got more black people in Lord of the Rings, and they don't want
because there's blelves now.
Because we got black elves and we got more black people in things.
There's
like,
blelves.
You thought your race was the most dominant race for mythical characters? Think again.
And people out here are like, oh, they didn't exist back then. These things didn't exist, period.
First of all, we're not even going to compare like real world ethical race. Technically our Melanie is like the derivative everywhere. Race, right? Everywhere. And you all are like technically our sons because y'all migrated under us. Yeah, let's not get controversial. Controversial moments, you can have the Duchess, Kyle, and I discuss these type of issues on Who They Want Wednesdays. Tune in on Who They Want Entertainment LLC. Quick shameless plug.
I might discuss it on my mental health podcast because ultimately y'all are just I don't get where the controversy lies. The show ain't even out yet, and they just. As far as Velma goes, the show ain't even out yet, and people were just bombarding the dislike button. I know we can't see
because they didn't have anything better to do. The racists were bored.
And got to stay relevant, like cancel culture, right?
and it just does not make any sense to me.
All right, real quick, how many more articles of conversation do we have? Because I have a 5 o'clock scheduled for who they want to return, and I kind of don't want to.
Oh, don't worry. No, don't worry. I got one more topic to go. One more topic.
Okay. I just want to be sure I can make it on. You know, I'm trying to be cordial with the time scheduling now.
I got.
I don't want to be like push it back an hour. Like, I'm geared up for this return.
And this is a bit of a bonus because it was brought to my attention last night. Thank you again, cuz, for this.
Right. Captain Rick.
Shout out.
I'm a pickle, Kyle. Rick. Oh, I'm sorry. Too much. Okay. We'll go back.
WWW. Does this nigga really try me right now? Hang on. www.whodaywant.gov.
Have you seen the latest episode?
Who, me or him?
I haven't dived into the news lately.
I know you have, cuz. Well, okay. Let's just put it this way. They've upped the stakes a little bit.
Got it. So it's way more out of control than the first guy. Got it. Okay.
Word up. So this was brought to my attention last night. So, all right. So for us Kingdom Hearts fans, okay.
Okay.
A lot of us have wondered if we'll ever get to see a animated version of the Kingdom Hearts world, right? And there have been attempts. And this one in particular, where there was an animatic for a pilot that never got made, has just hit the web, and it's pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie, it's 11 minutes long in length. It stars Kyrie, Riku, and Sora, but you also got Donald and Goofy. It's fully voiced. I'm like, okay, so they were really
Difference is they didn't get Haley Joel Osment to do Sora for that. That was the only thing. Everybody else came back, but them.
Yeah, this was a totally different character. It's not like we haven't witnessed something like that before. Only a few times have I ever seen or heard the voice, like the entire voice cast of one media to another return. For example, one of my favorite Disney movie to television series is Aladdin, right? And they got most of the original cast for that.
The only one they couldn't get back was Robin Williams, because obviously he's Robin fucking Williams. Yeah. Here's the thing about that, because Robin Williams was actually beefing with Disney at the time because of the whole.
Yeah, it was that contract property. Yeah, he made the genie so iconic
or whatever.
They didn't want to use him heavily in promo as they did.
And that's why he left. And then when after the company switched hands, the company whatever or whoever was in charge left. That's why they got him back for Aladdin and the King of Thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you're just going to ignore the fact that the guy that voiced Homer voiced him in Return of Jafar?
He did a great job for the.
I was going to give Dan Castellaneta his roses. I'm not going to do that to the man. The man has voiced one of my favorite characters for 30 something years. I'm not going to do that.
plus he voiced the genie for the rest of the TV show and everything. So yeah. I gotta give them both their props. At some point I'm hoping that they do put the Aladdin series on Disney Plus, but sadly it isn't.
I'm surprised they haven't, to be honest with you.
There's a lot of stuff I looked at and I was like, okay, there's certain things I feel like should have been on day one. I mean, I got my Gargoyles, I got my Darkwing Duck, so I was happy there. But I ain't complaining too much. But certain shows, I was surprised they didn't put up their day one. And that includes Aladdin and Buzz Lightyear, which I feel like they just want you to forget that Buzz Lightyear had an early 2000s cartoon show.
You know what, though? I feel like with the Lightyear movie and everything, that they might end up putting it up there eventually.
I mean, eventually, but I think they, I honestly think they want you to forget that that show.
I mean, it was there, though. It was up
there. Why? It was a good show.
It was a good show.
But it was on Disney Plus, is what I'm saying. Like, it was there. I don't know what made them remove it, but I discovered it on there. Like, I found Buzz Lightyear Star Command, which led me to find the Mighty Ducks and a bunch of other stuff that I was into.
Mighty Ducks, I mean, that show was underrated. I'm sorry. That show was so underrated. I love that show.
Mighty Ducks back in the 90s, I feel like they could have gotten another season out of it. Because apparently that was just one season, 26 episodes.
Yeah.
It was. You know what? But that was commonplace back then. That was 26 episodes. They didn't do past that for most cartoons back then. Especially the afternoon ones.
No, what I'm saying is getting multiple. I'm saying that was just one. That was just one season. I thought it had at least.
Yeah, two. That's what.
You know.
Oh no, that's what the Disney Afternoon did. Like that's it. They didn't do anything past that.
But well,
you got me wondering if I still got my Wild Wing figure. I'm sorry.
Gargoyles got three seasons. Darkwing Duck got two seasons, and Aladdin got like two and a half seasons plus a third film. So
you know what though, Aladdin was one of those shows that like, yeah, it ran like they showed the same episodes during the day, but then like on the weekend, I think it aired on CBS. This is before like the Disney buying an ABC where they had the series, but it didn't it aired on CBS, if I'm not mistaken. Where it was like a whole different, it felt like two separate shows because there was no crossover of stories. That was something that I noticed about when they did those shows. There was like two different kind of universes of the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of. Especially, you know.
Well, because one never referenced the other. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's things that happened in like the Saturday morning show that they never referenced on the Monday through Friday show. And vice versa.
My guess is because they were running the show at two different times, they weren't synced as far as like the episode count. Like, but the only one what you're saying about them being kind of like different, different in universe sometimes. I remember one in particular that had two different feeling shows. Bonkers. Bonkers had like a sci-fi show along with his regular police show, and that was kind of weird.
Are you talking about Raw Tunage?
Was that what it was?
That's what it was called. It wasn't a sci-fi show. It was just like a show of different, like it felt like Disney trying to get new characters out there, and Bonkers happened to be one of them.
So imagine if, because we know. We could speculate why we never.
Real quick, was this the show that also had Webbergale from DuckTales on it?
I don't remember.
Because it was on Raw Tunage. That was Raw Tunage.
Like two different versions of Bonkers for whatever reason in two different settings.
Yeah.
You know, and if
yeah, the other one was true, definitely yeah.
But given the fact that, and you and I were talking about this last night, like Steady, you're familiar with Kingdom Hearts, right?
Of course. Loved the game, man. That was an iconic moment of my history. Yeah. Let's not forget that intro song was like the dopest anime Disney intro.
Yes.
Shouts out to Yutada Hikaru. I still like her. They're still making albums today. And, they did the intro song for the new Kingdom Hearts 4.
Look, so when the show comes out, there's no reason not to include that, right? If the show's gonna bomb, give me an iconic intro, right? Give me the intro. Even if the show was like, it didn't give you video game vibes, give me the intro.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, though. I don't think we're gonna see a show anytime soon.
And that's okay, because all those properties that you got to realize, Disney properties is tough to deal with.
But you're also dealing with the Final Fantasy property as well, and that's a whole other kettle of fish. On top of the fact that we don't really over here, we don't push Kingdom Hearts like every other Disney property does, because really on the surface it is a collaboration, but it's more Square Enix than Disney, you know?
Right.
So I don't think we're going to see an actual show anytime soon, because it's been over 20 years. But if we
were to go 20 years this year,
right, 20 years this year, excuse me, yes. But if we were to go to Japan, like I gotta go to the Kingdom Hearts Hotel Suite. I have to at least experience it one time, because they even give you keyblades for your room to open the door.
They would never get back. If I went there, they would never get it back.
I think they want you to keep it. I'm not sure. I've seen the
good.
So a YouTuber that I follow, her and her friend, they both live in Japan, and they got the, you know, and they scrounged and they got the money to stay in the hotel for a day, because those things are, because that's expensive. And they opened when they were giving them their stuff for their, you know, for their room and everything, and included a keyblade. I think they got the Oath Keeper first, and I don't know which other one. I don't remember if they got the Kingdom Key. But to see those things in detail too, right?
Kyle, you're making me want to just sell everything I got to just go to this hotel. Honestly,
I'm gonna send you that video.
You better send it to me as soon as we're fucking done here.
I'm gonna send you that video. Yeah. But yo, like, if we were to ever see a Kingdom Hearts, any other project outside of the games and the merch, I mean, my God, it gets pushed so hard over there. You know what I'm saying? But
that's the thing, though. It's like, this has been such, like, people have been in love with these games for years. How have we not got like anything like animated yet? That's the thing that kills me every damn time I think about it.
And that's why I'm thinking that it's exactly it. It's the fact that you would have to license the characters from another property on top of getting the money for them to voice it and everything else. And while Disney could probably do it, I don't think it's on their agenda. You know, they got other stuff to worry about, and they just hiked up prices in the Disney parks again. So,
Oh no.
Yeah.
I guess I'm cancel my trip to California Adventure.
Hey, look, I haven't been to Disney since I was a teenager. So I gotta go at least one other time as an adult. You know?
You know, you got me thinking, like, the last time I went now too. I think I was like 11, 12 last time I went to anything Disney.
Really? But listen, if we were to see a Kingdom Hearts series, especially after that fourth teaser trailer came out for the new Kingdom Hearts, which looks Square Enix as all get out, like they went full anime with
that. They really leaned into the Square Enix aspect for this newest one.
Yep, I mean, it looks dope. Don't get me wrong, it looks dope. They went full anime with that. My dream has always been, just like when they did Final Fantasy Advent Children, which if you haven't seen it, definitely, you know, go seek it out. It's a great companion piece to the actual games. I would want to see.
You talking about that movie from like the early 2000s?
Yeah. Final Fantasy Advent Children. It was done really well. And okay. That is what I think of when I think of a Kingdom Hearts series. Now, the pilot that we saw, I'm gonna go watch it again. I'm gonna put that on my favorites list, and hopefully,
because it's good shit. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like, steady. I'm gonna send it to you after we're done, dude.
Absolutely, send it over, bro.
Now, I'm gonna send it to you after we're done, dude. But yeah, but I figured that was a nice way to end it off. That's a good bonus bunch of content. Originally, That wasn't on the list like at all. Two things that weren't originally on the itinerary were the 50 Cent production of that comic adaptation, Trail League, and now the Kingdom Hearts pilot finally seeing the concept pilot seeing the light of day. It's
I felt it's robbed. I still feel robbed.
Hey, I hear you. No, I definitely hear you. And besides that, yeah, people gonna get sick of us. People gonna get sick of us because you and me got two movies to review. And as soon as She-Hulk ends, we gonna do a full spoiler review of season one, all three of us.
Yes, sir.
Check it out on your leisure. Check us out on all your podcast platforms. And I am retooling the YouTube channel. That's On the Brain ENT at YouTube.
Hooray!
So I'm hoping that everybody that's been listening, shouts out to everybody who's been supporting, shouts out to everybody who goes back and listens to the back catalog of shows, because we ain't going nowhere anytime soon. We just over here nerding out, having fun, and making new memories. And with that being said, I would like to thank my two co-hosts for joining me again on a great, on this great discussion.
Big the pleasure was all yours.
What he said.
Yeah, man. So before we sign off, Stead, we got any news on the Who They Want side of things?
Absolutely. There are guests being currently booked for the rest of the month of October. I'm dropping a project this Saturday, the official dropping of Sinful Saturdays under my new artist, Miss Kimikins Universe, will debut this Saturday. You dig? And just stay tuned because I'm working hard. I'm trying to be the Steve Jobs of Who They Want. So I'm here. I'm here, and I don't plan on going nowhere.
And links will be everywhere to everything we've been talking about today. So, let us know what you guys think of the show. And we will definitely see you on the latest episode of On the Brain. Peace, love, and never be normal.
And so, damn it.
Love, peace, and chicken grease. We out.
I miss doing that. I miss doing that. I do.